Willa Jean Prime, who I think it is fair to suggest will lose her Northland seat this time around, has nevertheless been out on the hustings campaigning, and she's struck trouble. She has been in local and national politics, if you don't know, for about 20 years and has never seen racism like it, she says. She calls it unhinged. Here in part, I suspect, is the problem. Now, a couple of events at local pubs have led to her make these particular comments. Now, for the record, verbal abuse is never acceptable, and one can imagine the sort of thing that gets tossed around at a rowdy old pub meeting of the candidates. Also important to point out, we weren't there, so interpretations as to what is unhinged or not will vary. However, it doesn't surprise me. See, one of the things that happens at election time is we feel, for once, we have power. We have a voice. It's a tangible outworking of democracy. We've got two votes and we want to use them. So when you end up in a room with a politician, it's a chance for the voiceless to be heard. That's where the frustration comes in. A lot of people feel ignored. A lot of people want to know their local MP knows what the mood of the community or electorate is. Now, what this government has done, whether they acknowledge it or not, is divide this country with their co-governance stance. Special services and programs and ministries and departments and policies and treatment based on race. And a lot of people think race-based policy is racist. The media tried to get up David Seymour's nose this week on his co-governance stance. He said he was merely reflecting what is being said, and he's right. It is being said, and it's being said loudly in places like pubs and public meetings with candidates. Co-governance and its outworkings have caused anger and division. Huge swathes of this country feel that Maori have got deals because they're Maori. They are treated differently because they are Maori. And those people believe in free and open democracy, that race does not, should not, play a part in delivery of anything, whether it's health or voting or schooling or welfare. As aggrieved as Willa Jean might be, what she is seeing is democracy in action and the outworkings of separatism. She can call it unhinged if she likes, but a lot would argue it's merely trying to redress the imbalance.